is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Your destination for disappointment. The Don and Mike Show.
I like it when the computer freezes up and Rob's big, gigantic, bad monkey hands, big King Kong hands, just kind of push past and he just starts pressing every single button on the board.
Thank Christ the computer doesn't freeze up much.
Yeah, it doesn't do it ever.
No.
But even with that, even with the fact that we just had some dead air,
yes.
I still wanted to say this to you all day.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Someday you'll know.
And now here's Buzz with news and comments. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. You don't hear much about it, but it is the most common of the sexually transmitted diseases. It's urethritis, a gonorrhea-like condition.
And oh, yeah, that one.
New research indicates that men get this condition when they're on the receiving end of that special favor. It can, the good news is it's easily...
Yes. You mean the...
Yeah.
That's
right.
That, really?
Yeah.
You get a disease from that?
As it turns out, yes, and it turns out that it's the most common of the diseases, urethritis.
You get it from what, the girl's mouth?
Apparently so, yes.
Well, you according mentioned to this gonorrhea.
Study.
Is it gonorrhea?
It's gonorrhea-like. No, it isn't gonorrhea. But it has many of the same symptoms.
It's like a bladder infection.
The burning,
right?
The discharge.
Did you say you're not worried? No. I know you're not worried.
Next story, Buzz.
I can move on for Rob.
Hold on, but just give me one second. Rob,
yeah.
Just stop and think for a second. Think about the last time
that
happened for you.
All right. All right.
Now, not the last time that you got a sexually transmitted disease,
no,
but the last time that your wife
got that special favor,
gave you that special treat.
Right. I'm
take your time.
Okay, I'm thinking about it.
We're debuting our brand new Think music.
I have my answer. Yes. The answer is false.
Well, the good news is urethritis is easily treated with antibiotics. It can even go away on its own, but that's pretty risky because it can also cause permanent damage to the urethra in both men and women.
I'm still thinking. That's why we're playing the Think music.
Sure. Well, this is a thought-provoking story, isn't it?
I'm now thinking, when is that ever going to happen to me again?
What, the urethritis?
I'm not even married to Carrie.
No. And isn't that a shame?
This new research from Australia and the University of Washington indicates that the vast majority of cases in men were transmitted by mouth. So now you know.
By mouth.
All right. Well, you know what that means. You find a girl with a nice clean mouth.
Yeah. Or maybe like a good brushing beforehand.
Some Listerine, perhaps.
Like one of those electronic toothbrushes.
Kills germs on contact.
And brush the roof of your mouth, too.
Please.
Scrape your tongue.
And your tongue. Yeah, scrape your tongue.
And floss.
Mm-hmm.
In Iraq, meanwhile, Al-Qaeda is keeping it real by plotting to infect American troops with AIDS. The terror group is currently recruiting suicide bombers who have that virus, or perhaps something equally unpleasant, like hepatitis or dengue fever. Blood-spattered fragments of the suicide bomber could penetrate the skin of a bystander who's 50 yards away.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
That would increase the kill rate of a suicide bomb. Britain's military has advised its soldiers to take precautions and wear protective clothing.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Now, American soldiers abroad have always been told to stay away from the hookers, but now doing business with one is a crime in the military.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, no, the punishment, up to a year, this is new, up to a year in prison, forfeiture of pay, and a dishonorable discharge.
Well, wait a minute, over there?
I think a dishonorable discharge is what happens when you get a girl with a bad mouth.
Right.
Yeah, that urethritis. That give you a dishonorable discharge.
This policy actually just went into effect this past October, and it does mainly apply overseas. Actually, the new military policy has less to do with morality, health, or security, and more to do with slavery. Overseas, the U.S. military is making a stand.
Slavery?
I did.
There he is again.
It's a different kind, however. Overseas, the U.S. military is making a stand against the international buying and selling of women and children who are forced into prostitution by their kidnappers. That's why the new military policy.
Uh-huh. This is Robert the Mailman.
Now, nothing to do with that.
But it was funny to hear him.
Yes. Always. The Iraq war, not being as popular as it once was, with soldier stays in Iraq being extended and still without the armor they need to protect them, some reservists have just stopped reporting for duty. Yesterday, the Army laid down the gauntlet and began discharge proceedings against dozens of these reluctant reservists.
Now, Buzz, there it is.
It's the third
again.
Story in a row I've used the word discharge.
Discharge.
I know. Yeah.
Let's all just stop and think about that.
It's my theme today. Discharge.
Discharge. Discharge.
Different meanings.
I'm only thinking about one thing.
Huh? Me too.
The password is Milky.
The military, the Army, has laid down the gauntlet now and started the proceedings against dozens of these no-show reservists.
That would be in that that would be in that medical information line that we call once in a while.
That's right.
I remembered it from that.
Milky.
It was a warning, really, from the military to hundreds of others reservists with reservations, and a warning perhaps to the hundreds of other reservists who filed papers or gone to court to avoid being sent back to Iraq.
Yogurty. That's what I'm thinking of. Yogurty.
Yogurt is good for you.
All the fruit's on the bottom, you know. You have to stir it up to the top.
Again, make up your own joke. But the Army says it will not pursue...
Just think about it, everybody. That's why we're playing our new think music.
That's right.
Because during the news and comments now, we want to provoke you.
That's right.
We don't want to get you mad. We want to provoke you into thinking.
Provoke thought.
Word for the day, if you're keeping track, today it's discharge.
That's right.
Want to provoke? We want to evoke?
Want to revoke?
That's right, all the vokes.
Provoke?
The Army says it will not pursue criminal charges or dishonorable discharges against the reservists who aren't showing up for duty. So all of this is a little like expelling a kid from school when he doesn't want to be there anyway. Many of the soldiers who come back from Iraq alive won't come back healthy.
Invoke.
16,000 of them.
Sorry I was so late.
16,000 of the soldiers are wounded. We have an obligation to take care of those people, in many cases, for the rest of their lives. That's going to cost money. A lot of money. And according to a new study that includes the cost of health care...
How much money do you think it'll cost?
Well, when you include the health care, let me think. Carry the billions.
Do you charge for that?
Not discharge.
What about that charge?
Large and in charge.
That's right.
Large Marge.
The health care costs bring the price of the Iraq War to at least $1 and maybe $2 trillion.
El DeBarge.
When we thought it was about weapons of mass destruction, the estimated cost was under $100 billion.
Who's Johnny? Who's Johnny?
Who is Johnny? Let me think about that.
That's a good question.
This healthcare cost study comes from a Nobel Prize-winning economist who says the war has also driven up the cost of oil and denied our economy the talents of those we've lost.
Mm-hmm.
A Stern Uncensored is one of the slogans being used by a satellite radio company. There are government officials and lawyers now who believe that, contrary to what you've been told, the FCC already has the power to regulate what gets said, even on a pay radio channel.
A stern discharge. You know, dag nabbit, that reminds me that I've still got the tape of Stern and Larry King.
Yes.
Oh, I want to hear that.
Yeah. Doing the thing just like they did with Bill O'Reilly.
Right.
Actually, we don't even really need the tape, but maybe at some point this week, you and I can do a recreation.
That would be wonderful.
I know if you give us 30 seconds right now.
I like that. Yeah, no, do it.
Let me just think about it for a second.
Think about the bit.
How's that going to go?
All right, so you be Larry.
Okay.
And I'm Stern. You done thinking?
I got it.
Okay.
All right. Are we going to do it now or will we do it later in the week?
We'll just tease it right now. Go ahead.
Howard, you like satellite?
I got to think about my performance. Give me a minute.
Yeah.
So I'm not as good as impressions, obviously, as you are, Mike.
And I'm trying to think... I know we were overusing the word, but I'm trying to think of the O'Reilly Stern thing we did, which really sung.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think about that. I'm having trouble myself. I don't know. It's not ready yet.
Let's do it tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. We'll think about it overnight.
Thank you.
You'll need more thinking. So some people think the FCC already has the authority.
You said it again.
I did.
You did discharge.
I think I did. So apparently some people think the FCC already has the authority to regulate pay radio. Still others think the FCC merely needs to get a court order to make sure that it has the power to regulate satellite talk. One of the men encouraging the FCC to get and use this power is the same lawyer who started the rash of indecency fines that eventually pushed Howard off the dial. Jack Thompson says all he has to do to get the ball rolling again is convince a Bible Belt district attorney to file obscenity charges. Quoting Thompson, prosecutors in Alabama who have nothing to lose prosecuting Howard Stern.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
There's one of them now.
I know it's only the 10th, but I believe we already have our quote of the month, and I will share it with you when we return.
Let me think about what that might be. And incidentally, Don, you're right. We're all stroking our chins right now.
That's right. When you think, strike the pose.
That's right.
Vogue.
Now, see, I think we're original there because, like Letterman, he uses that as flashback.
Right.
Stroking the chin. Mm-hmm. We're using it as thinking.
Thinking. That's right. Like the thinker.
Think. I wonder what Beth Ann would think about discharge. Well, I'll think about that during the commercials. Okay? Oh, and now here are the singing advertisements.
This is the Don and Mike Show.